The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Oh, man, I was running late all morning because of something that happened in my yard this morning.
What's that?
Well, why don't I just make this our top story?
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Let me tell you what happened. If you go to Facebook.com/Dory Monson, and we'll put it up at My Northwest, too. So about 9 o'clock, I'm in the middle of doing my show prep. And all of a sudden, I see out in my yard this beautiful deer.
Nice.
Gorgeous. And it's just walking across my yard, and it goes into our neighbor's yard. And they have a big tree on the backside of their property. And the deer is sticking up its neck, and it's pulling leaves off the tree, and it's eating. And so I call up my neighbor, and I go, there's a beautiful deer right in your backyard right now. And so they're looking out at the deer, and it's just gorgeous, Ursula.
Okay, and you're taking pictures or video?
I've got so many pictures of this. Yeah, but so I've got one of them up on Facebook. So then a few minutes later, a big daddy deer comes walking across my yard with big antlers, and it was just gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it starts eating the leaves off our neighbor's tree. And again, just spectacular, beautiful, beautiful. And I don't want to scare them off, but I want to get some pictures.
Sure.
So I very quietly open my deck door, and I'm taking a couple pictures, and it sees me, but I'm 100 feet away.
You have a big yard. You have a big backyard.
Yes. And so they see me, but then they just keep munching on the leaves. And it was just sweet as can be. And then they kind of walk out of sight, and I just figure, okay, I'll keep getting ready for work. So I go back, I'm doing more show prep, and then I'm going to go shower and come into the office. Now it's about an hour later. And in one of our upstairs bedrooms, one of the windows was left open. I thought, well, I'll go shut the window. And I go to shut the window, and I look out. This is an hour later. Mama and Daddy Deer are still in my yard.
Nice. They obviously found something they love to eat in there.
Exactly. And here's where the problem begins. Remember at my daughter's wedding where you could take the photos where all the guests...
Yes.
And we had this plant wall, and one of our neighbors put this together for us, and it was all these beautiful plants, and they were in those containers.
Mm-hmm.
And then a guy made a wood wall with holes so we could put the plants in horizontal.
Yeah, it was a beautiful backdrop for the pictures.
Yeah, and so it just filled up this wall. And then afterwards, we had probably... 50 to 75 plants, and we gave them to friends, but we brought most of them home. And so my wife and I, over the last couple of weeks, we've been putting them in our yard and scattering them around our property.
Great way to remember what you said was the
happiest day of my life. So now I'm looking out, and these two deer that I've been loving on and marveling at all morning, and I'm just thrilled that they're hanging out in my backyard, they're eating the plants that we just put in the ground. Yeah. And so I watch them for a little bit, and I think, so they're eating a couple of these plants. And then I see them, yank one, and I don't like digging holes. I don't particularly like putting plants in the ground. It's not my favorite activity. And so I see them, and in taking a bite, it pulls one of them out of the ground. And so now I've had enough. So I walk out on my deck, and I'm being pleasant still.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, if they hear my voice, because I was so quiet when I was taking the pictures. And now I'm thinking, well, if they hear my voice, they'll be scared off.
That's skittish.
So I go, and honest to goodness, I wish I'd recorded this, because I don't know why I was talking to them like they were people. But
And were you fully clothed at this point? I mean, were you? Okay, never mind.
I keep going.
I didn't mean to. Well, I'm just trying to visualize. I'm just trying to, you know, you were getting ready for work.
You said you're about to go visualize me naked.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, you know, if you were like ready to go running after him or what?
Let me just say, my backyard is so secluded.
I know.
That you cannot see me on my deck.
Which is why my question was totally appropriate.
I'm going to take the fifth on this one. So I'm standing out there. And now I'm thinking maybe my voice will scare, but I'm talking to them, you know, like a normal human being. All right, guys, that's enough. Okay. All right, that's it. No more. And they're just standing. They're just looking at me. And
they're looking at me like, who's this fool?
Yeah. And then the big antlered deer, he just reaches down and pulls another leaf off this plant. And I'm going, okay, that's enough. And they're not doing anything. They're not moving. They think that they can just hang out now.
They're feeling kind of entitled.
In my yard because there's free food there. So finally, I have to resort. I call Buddy out on the deck. And Buddy's, he's looking around. I go, Buddy, look, what is that? And he can't see them. And I go, Buddy, what is that? What is that? And then Buddy finally looks at him, and he starts getting upset. And I go, all right, Buddy, let's go get him. Let's go get him. And Buddy and I go running through the house, and I open the front door, and Buddy goes tearing around the side of the house, and he goes flying after the deer. And I run through the house to the backside so I can see what's going on with Buddy and the deer. And I see one of the deer, and they're just majestic when they run, but it's bounding, bouncy across my backyard, but just flying. And Buddy's tearing after him. And then Buddy has to put on the brakes because Buddy knows where the invisible fence line is. So Buddy slams on the brakes, but the deer took off. And the deer learned that they overstayed their welcome. And in a place that just gave them free stuff for far too long.
Oh. Ursula's face went from delightful
Ursula
to
was
horrified.
Until she realized
I am horrified
that there is a wonderful analogy to my real life experience this morning. Here's the bottom line, Ursula. When they were eating off my neighbor's tree, I was fine with that. That was okay. Uh-huh. I called my neighbors and told them, isn't this cute? But then they started taking my life's labor, these plants that I'd put in the ground, and they start freeloading in my yard, and they think they can hang out, and I tell them it's time to go, and they don't go. They think that they own the place. And finally, I had to say, okay, we got to move them along.
But Dory, they've been moved out of what was once their area because of all of the growth, and they've been kind of outpriced from this region.
Mm-hmm. And now they got moved out of my park. You know why? Because what I said to those deer is not in my backyard.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I'm glad that invisible fence was there. I was worried that Buddy was going to actually catch up to him.
No. But the bottom line, Ursula, is sometimes there are some practical applications to our real-life morning encounters with wildlife. And sometimes you have to draw the line on how much of your stuff you're going to let them take, and you're not going to let them stay in a place where you don't want them to stay.
But unless you come up with a solution, Dory,
they're
just going to move to your neighbor's backyard.
I got my solution. They're not in my yard anymore. That's my solution. And sometimes that's the best solution.
Ah.
So if you want to see these beautiful, majestic deer that were in my backyard, we've got it up on Facebook, and Jennings is going to work on a story for My Northwest. But yeah, it's just interesting that this happened right at this time.
I love how you were able to make that an analogy. I was thinking it was just a good wildlife story.
Well, I haven't even made, I think you're making some analogy
in
your mind.
Okay.
Next time we do this, I'm recording Ursula because that was great. Her face.
I wish we had video of it.
It was great.
Ursula was smiling and kind of laughing and enchanted with my wildlife encounter. And then
all of a sudden,
it looked like you had just eaten a kumquat.
It's like Buddy or the wolf just came into the story.
Yes.
So anyway, beautiful deer, though. I mean, I got nothing against the deer. I just don't want them taking all my stuff and taking all my labor out of my yard. That's all I'm saying, Ursula.